Ignition sequence start.
See, Elijah Wan has David Robinson just bamboozled.
Kelly out of the corner for three, hit it!
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
The Houston Rockets select Yao Ming.
McGrady at the buzzer.
Yes! Paul touch it up!
Thompson steps right, shoots for the win, a three, he got it!
I know what we need to do. I know exactly what we need to do.
Russell Westbrook.
James Harden.
I know what's at stake.
It's going to be scary. Not for us.
Love is in the air today. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Or in some people's cases, like my own, Happy Singles Awareness Day. But you know what? That's okay. Because you know what we do have? If you fall into the latter category, basketball. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am your host, Jackson Gatlin. You can find me on Twitter at JT Gatlin. You can also find our show on Twitter at Locked On Rockets. And hey, if you enjoy what we do here at Locked On Rockets, do me a huge favor. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Himalaya, Stitcher, all those places. Write us a review, drop some stars. Please share the podcast on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook. It's not really posted on Instagram, but if you want to go on your own personal Instagram and be like, hey, go listen to Locked On Rockets, I'd sincerely appreciate it. So for today's show, we are going into All-Star Weekend. We are in All-Star Weekend as you are listening to the show. We are in All-Star Weekend. It is happening. Later this evening, we will have the Celebrity All-Star Game. We will also have the Rising Stars Game. Saturday night, you have all the Saturday night events, the three-point contest, the dunk contest, the skills challenge. And then obviously, to wrap it all up, you've got the All-Star Game this coming Sunday. So we'll run through some of the changes to this year's All-Star Game. And in the end, in the final segment, I was supposed to have a guest today. The guest will remain unnamed. But I had a fun little segment at the end where we were going to pick our own Rockets all-time All-Star teams and see whose would win. I'm still going to do that, but I'm going to do it by myself, which is a little depressing. But we're going to do it anyways, and then you guys can jump into the mentions on Twitter or, you know, go into the Locked On Rockets Gmail account and, you know, email me and tell me which team you think would win. So we'll get to that in the final segment. But to kick things off, we'll start off with the fact that, first off, there's the Celebrity All-Star Game, which I never really paid too much attention to, but this year it's being coached by Michael Wilbon and Stephen A. Smith are the two coaches of the Celebrity All-Star Game. And then the assistant coaches, Stephen A's assistant coach is Guy Fieri. And then Wilbon's assistant coach is Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy. So, you know, you've got Chance the Rapper on Stephen A's team. You've got Common on Michael Wilbon's team. It'll be an interesting celebrity all-star game, that's for sure. You can find the full list of names online. There's other names out there like Quavo, Bad Bunny, Hannibal Buress. A lot of different people in this, so definitely check that out. I'm not going to run through that whole list because Celebrity All-Star Game is kind of, it's just for laughs. Anyways, getting back to the All-Star events that kind of matter, we've got the All-Star Game. It's being hosted in Chicago this year, so this is the third time that it will be hosted in Chicago. And where'd it go? I lost my list. Okay, so to recap, just the All-Star teams. We'll kind of start there and we'll work our way down the entire list. So to recap the All-Star teams, you've got Team LeBron, Team Giannis. Team LeBron's starters are going to be LeBron James himself, Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic, James Harden, and Kawhi Leonard. And then for Team Giannis, the starters are going to be Giannis, Joel Embiid, Pascal Siakam, Kemba Walker, and Trae Young. So everybody on Team LeBron's starting lineup is from the West. Everybody on Team Giannis's starting lineup is from the East. And then the reserves for Team LeBron will be Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets, Damian Lillard, who will not play due to a groin injury. So Damian Lillard has actually been replaced by the Suns' Devin Booker. Then you've got Chris Paul of the Thunder, Domantas Sabonis from the Pacers, Ben Simmons from the 76ers, Jason Tatum from the Celtics, and then our very own Russell Westbrook from the Houston Rockets. And then rounding out Team Giannis, you've got Bam Adebayo from the Heat, Jimmy Butler also from the Heat, Rudy Gobert of the Jazz, Brandon Ingram from the Pelicans, Kyle Lowry from the Raptors, Chris Middleton from the Bucks, and lastly Donovan Mitchell from the Jazz. So those are your two teams headed into All-Star Weekend. And looking at these two teams, honestly, I'm going Team LeBron all the way. Like, just looking at, if you look at the starters, I don't know how you can't hand it to Team LeBron. And it feels like this happens every year with the Western Conference, where the West is just so much more stacked up in terms of star power. And it feels like it's been that way for a long, long time. So I don't think I'm out of the realm of reason to suggest that Team LeBron is going to win this handedly. I just looking at it. And here's the thing. As far as from a Rockets standpoint, I'm expecting at least one, hopefully more, but at least one alley-oop between James Harden and Russell Westbrook. I feel like this is going to be the first year that we're going to see a James Harden who is maybe just a little bit more engaged in the All-Star game than he has been in previous years, mainly because he gets to play with his buddy now, and it's his buddy from his own team. You know, he's obviously had a great relationship with Russell Westbrook in the past, but he gets to play alongside him. They're on the same team now, both, you know, on the Rockets and in the All-Star game now, and I'm excited to see what he's actually going to do. Now, if he comes out and he just plays, you know, kind of the usual way that James Harden plays in an All-Star game, you know, 10, 15 minutes, just jacks up a couple threes, maybe tries a couple step backs, I don't know. I would love to see him actually try a little bit. And the format this year is actually different. So the format to this year's All-Star team or All-Star game is different. And it's because of, regrettably, the passing of the late Kobe Bryant. So what they have decided to do in honor of Kobe for this year's All-Star game is the scoring, basically quarters 1 through 3 are going to be tallied up. The scores are going to be tallied up just like normal. At the start of the fourth quarter, whatever the score is for the higher team, so whoever has the lead going into the fourth, 24 points will be added to that score. So say Team LeBron has 100 points going into the fourth quarter. You add 24 to that in memory of Kobe, and then that is the final score that both teams have to attempt to reach, and whoever reaches that score first is the winning team. So say Team LeBron has 100, Team Giannis has 95 going into the fourth quarter. The final score to reach would be 124 points. And so then Team Giannis has to reach that point from the 95-point mark, which means they have to score 29 points to win the game, whereas Team LeBron only has to score a remaining 24 points. Couple other differences in this year's game. The winning team, so after it's all said and done, the winning team will donate $200,000 to their community charity of choice. In addition, each quarter actually counts for more in this year's All-Star game, because at the end of each quarter, whichever team wins that quarter specifically donates $100,000 to their charity of choice. So a total of $500,000 will be donated to charity from this game. And another note, another kind of honoring of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, both teams will be wearing their respective numbers. So Team LeBron will wear number 2 in honor of Gianna, and Team Giannis will be wearing number 24 on all their jerseys in honor of Kobe Bryant. So those are some of the main changes to this year's All-Star game, and we'll get to the rest of the All-Star weekend festivities as well as our Houston Rockets all-time All-Star draft in the final segment, but we got to hit this break, so we will be right back. And we are back in here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for all things Houston Rockets basketball, and right now for all things All-Star weekend basketball. So we talked about the All-Star game, you know, the main attraction of All-Star weekend to kind of kick things off. And to kind of wrap up that thought really quickly, the 2020 All-Star game actually has 9 first-time All-Stars, which is 4 more than last year. So the 9 first-time All-Stars this season are going to be Bam Adebayo from the Heat, Luka Doncic from the Mavs, Rudy Gobert from the Jazz, Ingram of the Pelicans, Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz as well, Domantas Sabonis from the Pacers, Pascal Siakam of the Raptors, Jason Tatum from the Celtics, and then Trae Young from the Hawks. So 9 first-time All-Stars, a lot of talent in those 9 names. The head coaches for both teams, the head coach for Team LeBron will be Frank Vogel of the Lakers, and then the head coach for the Team Giannis, I should say, will be Nick Nurse of the Toronto Raptors, because Mike Budenholzer is unavailable to coach because he coached last year. So he's ineligible, unavailable, whatever you want to call it. So those are the two head coaches for the All-Star game this year. Now, we've got the other events going on. We've got the Rising Stars Challenge, which is going to be an interesting game. There's a lot of talent on both teams. So you've got Team World, which features players like DeAndre Ayton, Luka Doncic, SGA, Rui Hachimura. A lot of talent on that team. Team USA, which features Tyler Hero, Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, Trae Young. In this one, I'm going Team USA. I think Team USA is going to edge out Team World. And I say that honestly because of Ja Morant and Zion. I think those two are going to take turns throwing lobs to each other. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting game. I'm backing Team USA on this one. I think they've got just a smidge more talent, and I'm really excited to see that game specifically. Past that, we've got the traditional contest. So we've got the three-point contest, the skills challenge, and the dunk contest. So in the Taco Bell skills challenge this year, the Boston Celtics' Jason Tatum will actually be returning to try and defend his title from last year, as well as former champion Spencer Dinwiddie. So in addition to those two guys, you've got Bam Adebayo, Patrick Beverley, SGA, Chris Middleton, Domantas Sabonis, and Pascal Siakam. So out of this group of guys for the skills challenge, and I know this is probably the one that people care honestly the least about, it's a pretty quick challenge overall, but I'm going to go Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think SGA is going to edge everybody out. That's my pick out of the current skills challenge lineup. Now, I will throw in a little caveat. I would like to see a big win. It'd be cool to see Sabonis or Adebayo win the skills challenge. I think that's always fun when you have a big who wins over a guard, because then you're just like, well, the big's passing better than the guard. What are you doing? No. Anyways, I think it's going to be SGA who wins it all. That's my pick right there. Then we've got the three-point contest, which has a little bit of a wrinkle this year. And when the wrinkle was announced, I was clamoring for Eric Gordon to get in on this contest because this would be the Eric Gordon special in this contest. So essentially what's happening is this year's contest has what's called the Mountain Dew Zone because, you know, NBA branding, they got to get their advertisers plugged in there somehow. But basically it's two locations in between racks 2 and 4. So if you remember, there's 5 racks. There's 2 in each corner, then there's 2 on the wings, and then there's 1 right at the top of the arc. So in between racks 2 and 4, or in between, you know, the middle 3 racks, essentially, you've got 2 locations that are about 6 feet back from the three-point line, and they hold a special green ball that is worth 3 points. So basically, you have a total point value now of, what was it before? It was, wow, it doesn't even say it here. Hang on, I gotta do math, and we know how this works. Okay, that's right, so hang on. So you've got the one money ball rack, that's 2 points each ball, that's 5 balls, that's 10 points. Then you've got all the other racks, which are 4 balls regular, and then 1 money ball in the back, that's 24 points, that's right, 34 points. So that was the total. So 34 points was the original maximum number of points that you could get in any given round for the three-point contest. Now the maximum point value is 40 with these two brand new, fancy, shiny three-point shots from the Mountain Dew Zone. So looking at the contestants for this year's three-point contest, you've got Davis Bertans from the Wizards, Devontae Graham from the Hornets, Joe Harris, the defending champion from the Brooklyn Nets, Buddy Hield from the Kings, Zach LaVine from the hosting Chicago Bulls. Damian Lillard will not participate in this one either. So Damian Lillard is not going to be participating in the All-Star game or in the three-point contest, of which he was selected to for both. He will still be performing at halftime as Dame Dalla. So that is still happening there. You've got Duncan Robinson from the Heat, Trae Young from the Hawks, and Devin Booker from the Suns. Out of this group of guys, I'm honestly going to have to go Trae Young. I was really looking at this list trying to think who's going to be the guy who's going to hit the two Mountain Dew Zone shots, and I think I've seen Trae Young pull up from distance. He's Steph Curry light, right? He's the second coming of Steph Curry, and out of everybody on that list, I was just like, you know what, Trae Young's the guy who I think is going to ace this competition. So, and I was really trying not to choose Trae at first, too, because I was like, you know what, that's kind of a cop-out, but I really think he's going to win it this year. And then lastly, we've got the dunk contest. So the dunk contest consists of this year, Pat Connaughton from the Bucks, Aaron Gordon from the Magic, Dwight Howard from the Lakers, and Derek Jones Jr. from the Heat. So Pat Connaughton is the only newcomer. Everybody else has competed, and Dwight has actually won the competition all the way back in 08. So out of this group of guys, honestly, I'm going to have to go Aaron Gordon. I really am. I think it's interesting having Dwight back in the contest. I think that was, you know, generated a lot of media buzz for sure. But Aaron Gordon is my guy. I really think that he is going to come out with some explosive dunks, some creative dunks. And it'll definitely be, there's going to be a lot of showmanship. Obviously, you know, with Dwight Howard in the competition, there's going to be, you know, some showboating. There's going to be some theatrics, and that's what this is supposed to be about. You know, obviously the dunks have to be good, but it's about the theatrics and the, you know, the showmanship leading up to the dunk that really sells it. And so I'm excited for this year's dunk contest, but I'm picking Aaron Gordon to win that one right there. So we'll hit this last break and join our final segment. And I'm gonna throw out a minor suggestion for All-Star Weekend, and then we'll get into our Rockets All-Star All-Time Draft. So we'll get there in just 1 second right after this break. All right, and we are back in here for our final segment at Locked on Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, focusing on NBA All-Star Weekend. And now that we got all of the NBA All-Star Weekend contests and, you know, games and all that stuff taken care of, in this segment, we're going to do our Houston Rockets all-time All-Star NBA draft. Now, I think it's interesting. The Rockets actually have, what is it, 10 more math. This is always painful. 16. 17 All-Star selections all-time in the history of the Rockets. Now, that's 17 unique selections, so obviously, this doesn't count, you know, all the different times that James Harden was picked or that Hakeem Olajuwon was picked. No, this is 17 unique individuals throughout the entire Rockets history. So I left one person off. So each team in this draft has 8 players. So there's 5 starters. There's 3 reserves. I did it team captains. I did a draft. I did the whole deal just like they do in the regular All-Star game. Now, before I get into who picked who and what, obviously, I shouldn't have to even say it. The team captains are Hakeem Olajuwon and James Harden. I feel like that was painfully obvious, but just in case. So we'll get to that in just a second because I want to proposition you all with something. And I forget where I read this, but it was the funniest thing. And I genuinely think this would be such an interesting wrinkle to NBA All-Star Weekend. Every year, we see players who think they get snubbed out of being an All-Star, right? Every year, we see guys who go on social media and they're upset. They're, you know, I should have made it. It's, you know, it's insulting. It's whatever. We see guys who get so caught up in their feelings about not being picked to the All-Star team every year, right? How amazing would it be if somebody feels like they got snubbed from the All-Star team, and so what they do is they add a special 1v1 tournament, 1v1 event, where anybody who wants to challenge one of the current selections to the All-Star team, you get to challenge that player and then play them in a game of one-on-one. That, now obviously there's a lot of, you know, that's a whole can of worms that you'd be opening, but imagine the marketing behind that. Imagine how great it would be if, let's say, you know, Devin Booker doesn't actually get his spot on the team because Damian Lillard doesn't get injured. Maybe Devin Booker calls out Dame. Maybe he calls out Donovan Mitchell. Maybe he calls out James Harden. I mean, how funny would that be for Devin Booker to say, no, I want to play you in a game of one-on-one. You put that on Friday night. You televise the game. You have a certain cap on games. So players have to submit their requests or whatever, you know, plead their grievances. And then you play these 1v1 games on Friday night. And then whoever the winner is, that's the person who gets the All-Star spot. And then obviously you can have all sorts of asterisks like, oh, this person was voted in by, you know, the voters, but this person kicked his ass in a game of one-on-one, so now he doesn't get his spot. I don't know. I just think it'd be an interesting wrinkle. I forget where I originally read that, but I thought that was one of the coolest ideas ever. Now, will the NBA ever actually implement that? Who's to say? They're doing a lot of creative stuff these days, so maybe it'll catch on. Maybe it's something that, you know, they try out down the line. I think it would make it really interesting and build up a lot of hype around the All-Star team. And it would maybe bring back some of those old school rivalries. Because you got to imagine, if you lose your spot on the All-Star team because somebody else called you out and then you lost a game of one-on-one to that person, can you imagine the next time those two players faced up in a regular season game or potentially down the line in the playoffs? Ooh, that'd be amazing. All right, now that I got that out of the way, the moment of truth. Drum roll. All right. We've got the Dream Team, so Hakeem Olajuwon's team, and then we've got the Beard Gang, James Harden's team. I couldn't come up with a better name than Beard Gang. I'm so sorry. It's early in the morning. Anyways, so you've got team captains Hakeem Olajuwon and James Harden. I gave Dream the first pick. I feel like that's fair, and I'm sure many of you will agree with me. So out of the available pool of all of former Rockets All-Stars, I had Dream pick Clyde Drexler first. So Dream goes Clyde Drexler. James Harden, in a similar fashion, goes Friendship and picks Russell Westbrook. And so I'm just going to start naming them back and forth, and I'll read through the final rosters at the very end. So back to Dream, Calvin Murphy. James Harden picks Tracy McGrady next. Then Hakeem Olajuwon picks Moses Malone. Back to the Beard Gang, Yao Ming. Then Charles Barkley. And lastly, Steve Francis. So those are the starting lineups for both teams. So Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Calvin Murphy, Moses Malone, and Charles Barkley. And then for James Harden's team, you've got Russell Westbrook, Tracy McGrady, Yao Ming, and Steve Francis. One thing to note, there are not a lot of wings in Rockets All-Star history. That's something that I noticed that was sorely lacking as I was setting up this list. I was like, there are not a lot of wing players. There's a lot of bigs and a lot of guards. Very few wing players. So then you get to the reserves. So just like the regular All-Star selection process, because Hakeem Olajuwon had the first pick of the starters, James Harden gets the first pick of the reserves. So I went Ralph Sampson for the reserves for James Harden's team. Then back to the Dream Team, you've got Rudy Tomjanovich. Back to Harden, Elvin Hayes. Dwight Howard for the Dream Team. Otis Thorpe rounds out the reserves for James Harden's team. And then Don Coygis rounds out the reserves for the Dream Team. So your final Rockets rosters, and honestly, again, this would have been a little bit more fun had I had my guest on here to draft this with me, but I tried to draft fairly. I tried to draft the best available person, or the person that to me made the most sense in that spot. Like, for example, James Harden picking Russell Westbrook second, you know, after Clyde Drexler. I feel like that was fair. I feel like buddy system there. Maybe a bit of nepotism, a bit of friend nepotism there, getting James Harden to pick Russell Westbrook second. But anyways, your final rosters, Dream Team, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Calvin Murphy, Moses Malone, Charles Barkley were the starters, with the reserves being Rudy T, Dwight Howard, and Don Coygis. And then for the Beard Gang, you've got James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Tracy McGrady, Yao Ming, and Steve Francis, with the reserves being Ralph Sampson, Elvin Hayes, and Otis Thorpe. So the only person that didn't get drafted because there was an awkward number or an uneven number of players was Jack Marin from the 1972-73 Rockets. So he's the only Rocket that did not make the cut, unfortunately. So you guys tell me. So you guys give me some feedback. Tell me how I did on these rosters. Tell me which team would win between these two teams. I think the spacing on James Harden's team is a little bit better. That's kind of what I was going for with that. Hindsight being 2020, I mean, well, maybe not hindsight being 2020, but could you imagine a team of Yao Ming with all those guards on the perimeter? James Harden essentially being your power forward in that lineup? Oh, man. Sorry, I'm getting nostalgic thinking about the Yao Ming T-Mac days, and also Steve Francis. So, you know, I grew up with Steve Francis. I'm a young Rockets fan, Rockets, you know, viewer, you know, in the grand scheme of things. I'm about 8 years younger than Ben was. So, you know, I'm showing my age here a little bit, but still, I think the spacing might be a little bit better on the James Harden side of things, namely because Calvin Murphy didn't even play with a three-point line for much of his career. So there's a possibility there that that team doesn't quite have the right amount of spacing. But anyways, you guys tell me how I did. You tell me which team you think would win. And you tell me what you think about that idea about having players call each other out for all-star spots or all-star reserve spots even, and you guys let me know how I did there. But it's going to be an exciting all-star weekend, and I'll have a recap with a guest Sunday evening. So for Monday morning's pod, have a recap of everything that transpired at All-Star Weekend. Any, you know, funny moments, the cool stuff, all of that we'll talk about Monday morning. So I hope all of you have a great weekend and enjoy All-Star break. And as always, we hope to have you back again very, very soon right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets and NBA basketball.